Okay, today is Daf Kuf Tes Vav. We're a little behind. We're on Kuf Yudal Amud Beis. This Gemara down Kuf Yudal Amud Beis is quite easy. We'll finish in a few minutes. We're on Kuf Yudal Amud Beis. We're up to Amr of Ashi. Amr of Ashi, it's like little more than halfway down. Amr of Ashi. V'nayin lebasa b'chalav sh'asa b'achila. How do you know you're not allowed to eat meat and milk cooked together? Meat and milk together. Not cooked together. How do you know you're not allowed to eat meat and milk together? How do you know you're not allowed to? After, what kind of question is that? Because it never says in the Torah you're not allowed to. It says in the Torah three times, don't cook it together. What about eating it together? So how do I know I can't eat it together? So, Shinemar, lo socha kol toeva. Well, you can't eat any toeva. Which, what does it mean in toeva? Lo socha kol toeva. Don't eat any toeva. What does that mean?
Where's this pasuk located?
Where? Because lo socha kol toeva?
Yeah.
It's in Devarim, in Parshas Ve'e.
What's around it?
Around it is the...
Sheretz, no?
No, all the non-kosher food.
Correct. That's not going to be it.
But this is kosher. Milk is kosher. Meat is kosher. Right. So, it says, L'chazo kol tueva. Ein li ela v'achila. Fine. So that's going to teach me a makar that I can't eat basa b'chalav? Fair enough. What about hanah? I can't even have hanah from basa b'chalav. How do I know that? Minayin, how do I know that? The answer is, K'drabi avo. K'drabi avo is vart. Damar avo. Amar b'lazar. Kol makam shenemar lo yochal, lo sochal, lo sochlu. Whenever it says any of those phrases, echad isar achila, ve'echad isar hana, b'mashma. It implies eating and hana, ad shi parlecha akasav kadesh parlecha b'nevela. Unless the Torah goes out of its way to tell you that it's mutter, like the Torah did that by nevela. Where? La ger minasina, the Torah says, give it to the ger. Ulo over gochavim b'mechira, or you could sell it to an anju. Either one. You can give it to your ger tosha, or you can sell it to an anju. But you can get hana. You can get hana money. And you get hana. You get hana. I gave my neighbor some dinner. I get hana out of that. So hana. Right? So I can get hana. But in Avela it said it. Didn't say it anywhere else. Anywhere else, they don't have hana. Also b'hana. D'tanya. L'socha called Avela. Don't eat Avela. An animal drops dead on its own. You can't eat it. La ger asher b'sherechet etnena. You can give it to the ger. V'achila, he could eat it. Or machal anachmi, or you can give, or you could sell it to anachmi. Ain li ela lager ben asin. What? No, it doesn't mean a ger who converted to Judaism. It means a ger toshav.
Okay.
So he's a non-Jew, but he was mekabel on himself some more mitzvot, whatever mitzvot he was mekabel on himself. Him you can give it to, and it make you feel good. He's your neighbor. He lives in Israel. He's an upstanding, righteous Gentile. He actually keeps more mitzvahs than the average Gentile. Okay, him you can give it to. And you don't want to give it to him, you can sell it to a non-Jew.
Now, how can we give nothing to non-Jews?
They're not mechuyev in Gidnasha. Only Eivim and Achai they're not allowed to do.
Right.
Gidnasha they're allowed to eat. There's no Isser of Gidnasha on them.
Yeah, but it is to us. So
you're saying it's lifnei, you know. No, it's, what do you mean? It's
we're not allowed to eat it, but we can get enough.
Correct.
But this is saying only in the
Vayavah
that you
can get. Oh, so in the Gemara in Pesachim, where this principle appears, they ask every question. You're allowed to have Gidnasha, Hanafim, Gidnasha. You're allowed to have Hanafim, and then the Gemara gives an exception to every single one. So, yeah, it's a good question. So now the Gemara is like this. Elio, Ger, Benesina, Ulovik, Achavim, B'mechira. I only know the Torah only says I can give it to a Ger, and I can sell it to a Goy. What about the other way around? Lager, B'mechira, Menayin. How don't I can sell it to the Ger? Put the comma in the wrong place, and then it says that. I can give it to the ger, or I can tell it, period. Even though the sentence continues. How do I know I can give it to a guy if I want to? If I want to give it to a guy, I could. Tamad lomar, tidnana, give it, omachor, or sell it, lenachwi, to anachwi. Nimsa, echa ger, whether it's a Jew, whether it's a ger, or a non-Jew, bein bin mechibra, bein bin asina, you can sell it or give it, divir meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Devarim Kechtzavon, you can only give it to a ger, and you can only sell it to a guy. Only. What? Yeah, that's a different, that's something that's like trefa. In the Hanami, it's a different pasuk about trefa. So also you get a hana, you can get a hana. Why did the Gemara pick this one to tell you can get it up? I don't know, it's a good question. What does it say? L'ger ben asinu lo v'kacham b'mechira. You can only give it to a ger, and you can only sell it to a goy. You can't do the other options. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Esau kadaitach the gomer of mayor. Because if a mayor is right, then lichtov rachmana lo sochlu kol nevela. The Torah should have said, "Don't eat a nevela." La ger sheber sherecha tadana v'achlo bachar. Right? It should have said, And to a ger, you can give it or sell it. Oh, lamali. Why did it say oh? Oh seems to like break up the sentence. Shmami na udvarm kiksav hu da'asa. The Torah is being very specific. La ger ben asina, lovikachav bimachira. Vira meir amalach. Hi O, this O is Lahakdim, Nithina the Ger, the Mechiral of Gachavim. What the Torah is telling you is it's better, all things being equal, if you don't need the money, it's better to give it to the Ger for free than to make a few dollars and sell it to the guy. It's better. You're allowed to, but it's better. That's why it says, oh, it's a Kedima. From Yehuda, Lahakdim, the Nithina the Ger, the Mechiral of Gachavim, Lotar Kra. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that I should rather give it to the Ger than sell it to a guy. Svarahu, it's a Svarah. It makes logical. This one you have a mitzvah to support. This is non-Jew. You have a mitzvah lachayoso. You don't have such a mitzvah. Okay? Simen, Shabbos, Choresh, Klai Zroim, Osav Yesmano, Shiluach HaKan. The Gemara now is going to engage on all these random topics, Shabbos, and plowing, and Shiluach HaKan. Random topics, sort of to address Mr. Sheffern's question. Sort of. Now the Gemara says like this. El Meyata, if that's true, if what's true? If it's true that the reason why you can't eat basar b'chalav is because it's a toeva, now where did it say toeva? Having nothing to do with basar b'chalav, but I can't eat anything that's a toeva. So the Torah tells me I only can't cook it. So obviously the Torah meant it to be a toeva, right? No?
That's a jump though, isn't it?
A little bit of a jump. So El Me'at, if you're making that jump, then Ma'aseh Shabbos listeru. Then if you cook on Shabbos, you shouldn't be able to eat it. Now, there's rules. It was a shogeg, amazing. You, someone else.
I think sometimes that's true.
I know. Rashi says on top. Ba'achila l'chol Yisrael. No Jew should be able to eat it. Right? You can't eat it. It must have Shabbos. You can't. You have to wait. Kadeshia. Forget all that. Rashi says, Ba'achila l'chol Yisrael. No Jew should eat it. Daha hazarticha l'teivo. The Torah said, don't eat it. It's a toeva. U'laharchik bimenu. And stay away from that. Don't cook our Shabbos. Other people can eat it. Right? We had that already. So the whole world should be eating. The whole world should be, no one should have to eat cook food on Shabbos. Right? Don't make a toeva. Don't eat a toeva. And the Torah said, don't cook our Shabbos. Amar Kra. No, there's an out for that. Because it says, Ki Kodesh Hi Lochem. Shabbos is holy for you. He Kodesh, it's holy. Vein Maaseh Kodesh. But not its Maisim. Its Maisim are not holy in that sense that they're usser. So if a guy writes on Shabbos, so you can't send the letter after Shabbos. He should have done that. He shouldn't have done that. Shogi made it. You can't send it after Shabbos? You can. Why? Shabbos is Kodesh. Not the Maisim are not Kodesh. And therefore, okay, so by cooking it's a knas. There's no knas by writing. There's no knas by sewing. You sew it on Shabbos. You can't wear that shirt anymore. No such thing. Right? Now, next one. Choresh, bashar, ubechamor. Let's say you plow with a shar and a chamor together. What you're not allowed to do. So can you eat those apples? Or whatever they were plowing? Never saw such a thing. You can't do that. Never saw such a thing. Or chosin pipara. Are you supposed to muzzle? You muzzle the mouth of a cow while it's plowing, which you're not supposed to do. It's supposed to have an open mouth, and you muzzled it. What, you can't eat those apples? Never saw that. Never heard that. But that should be the halacha. Why? By the way, vidashba, and then it threshed litzeru. So you shouldn't be able to eat that wheat. Why?
That is a very good question.
It's a very good question.
Yeah. Sometimes we do have things that you can't. Sometimes you do them.
It's a brilliant question. Wait, so we'll get to a little bit of an answer. The Tosfos is going to say a little bit of a...
So you're saying everything the Tosfos now is a toy, but that what we're saying?
Yes.
No, I asked it before, but
yes.
So everything the toy.
Yes. So what does the Torah mean when it said, Dosach HaKol Toeva? Doesn't it mean, don't eat anything that I told you to stay away from?
I don't know.
Doesn't it mean, as I wants to know, if that's true, doesn't it mean this? So then you shouldn't be able to wear the shirt that you sewed on Shabbos. We don't find that. By cooking, it's a knas. What about by a shirt and a writing a letter? We don't find those things. So why not? Because over there it says lo socha, it's only eating. Lo socha, it's all toeva. It doesn't say you can't have any hand off from anything. Right? It doesn't say it's only socha. That's why the shirt's not a good example. It's just a mushel.
Chayim's also a good example.
Chayim's a great example. And it's muzzling the animal, and crossbreeding, plowing them together, a shor and a chamor together. You're not allowed to do that. So then you can't eat you can't eat that bread, you can't eat that cake from those wheat, right? You can't do that. So why? What's a toeva? Whatever I told you not to do. I told you, don't muzzle the animal. So, yeah. Correct. It's a little socha called toeva, right? Then it says, l'savi toeva l'baisecha. Don't bring avodah zarah into your house. Maybe it means basa b'chav. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't ask that question. Anyway, to avdu l'chahu, because they already said it's aser. So here's one second. Hashta. Uma Shabbos. One second. Shabbos dechamira maseha mutarim. Shabbos, we just said, is mutar to eat the food. So hani lo kolshkein. So for sure, these you could eat. These are not as machmir. So you muzzle the animal. No. You don't get curries for that. You don't get skila for that, but you get skila for Shabbos, and yet you still someone's allowed to eat it. Someone is allowed to eat it. And the only reason you can't eat it is because it's a knas. Really, you could. So these things are much less. I'm going to make them worse? That can't be right. Rashi says, Aval b'basar b'chalav lo amrin and high kal v'chomer. What about the same kal v'chomer, basar b'chalav? So I should be able to eat basar b'chalav with that same kal v'chomer.
What's also on Shabbos,
I'm allowed to eat. So I'm certainly allowed to eat plowed food that a cow was muzzled. Then why can't I eat Pasa B'chalov? Not any worse than Shabbos, Pasa B'chalov. So why can't I eat it? You ate the toeva, aval ha. The Rashi makes it aval hai, lo achal charisha atzma. You didn't eat the plowing. You ate a byproduct
of the plowing.
Elohan ba me'amena. What came from that? Vachose vadosh nami, lo chasima gufa kachal. You didn't eat the muzzling. Ela ma'aseha haba al yada. You ate what comes from the plowing. V'alfina mishabitz, de'ein haba. Kodesh. What comes from it is not Kodesh. Says Tosvos, it's a very, very interesting distinction you made up between the actual Isser and what comes from the Isser. The Isser is muzzling.
Right.
There's no Isser to eat what's muzzled. Right? The Isser is muzzling. Here, the Isser is the Basar B'chalav. Says Rashi, it's totally different. So Basar B'chalav is still aser to eat, but the Maisa Shabbos and Maisa Charisha and Maisa plowing, all these things, that's mutter. Because not the Maisa that's aser, it's not the result, it's the Maisa. Right? That's what Rashi just said.
It's not a direct result, Nachum.
What?
You plow it, and then you seed, and then you this, and then you that. And
that's what Rashi said.
That's right, exactly.
So cooking,
yeah.
Which is a problem.
Yeah.
It's all one step. Maisa doesn't get you the Maisa gets you the result, but the result of whatever that is not going to be Isser.
Exactly. So Tosfos says, I hear that, except for one problem. Shabbos doesn't make any sense. Shabbos, that is the Isser. The Isser is to cook on Shabbos.
Right.
So I cook up eggs on Shabbos.
No,
how can I eat those eggs?
Okay, use sawing a button.
Yeah? No, so it says lo socha, so it has to be eating. Lo socha kol toeva, it has to be food. Lo socha kol toeva. That, sewing a button, we never even had a havamina that should be aser to wear the shirt now. No havamina.
But you can still wear the shirt.
You can still wear the shirt.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say lo silbash kol toeva. It doesn't say that. It says lo socha kol toeva. So we're only talking about eating things.
And there's your answer.
That's only talking about eating things. So says Rashi, don't think this is a basar b'chalav now is on the list, because it's totally different. That's mamish demais is mamish aser. As opposed to everything else, where not the mais is after iser, it's the result is... The Maisa is the Isser, then the result, now I have an apple here. So go eat the apple. No Shaila. Says Tosas, I hear that distinction, except for the Shabbos. Shabbos, the Maisa is to cook the eggs. It's not going to eat them. It's Mamish the Maisa. You hear?
Yeah.
So Tosas answers, it's a very, even more hair splitting. He says, when you look at those eggs, do you know that the Isser was done with them? The answer is no. I don't know this was done with those eggs.
Right.
How do I know it's done made on Shabbos? How do I know that? The answer is I don't know.
Right.
So therefore, Tosfos says Enechrami. That's why it's mutter. Pasul b'chalav. By the way, it's done with the pasul b'chalav. Of course, you don't want to cook meat and milk together. Of course, it is done with that milk. That's why it's different. That's what Tosfos answers. Such a fine answer, right? He says, Gabi Isser b'Shabbos ain nicker b'Michael should as bashal b'Isser. You can't look at it and see, oh, that was cooked on Shabbos. I can't eat that. I shouldn't be eating that. Aval pasul b'chalav. It's a nicker b'Michael. Mamish, you look at this bus, you look at this dish, you look at this cheeseburger, I can't eat that. So therefore, it's different. Therefore, it's not under the Kal V'Chomer, and therefore it's Aser. And everything else is Mutter. So now the Gemara goes on. No, see, that's why you're not allowed to eat it.
You can't tell.
What?
You can't tell.
No, but the Iser itself is the Maisa.
Yeah. See, that's fine line. You have to figure out which of itself is a byproduct,
or which is the actual thing.
Exactly.
So Rashi said, Shabbos is a byproduct. So I said, really? Shabbos is a byproduct? How can you say that? It's not a byproduct. You're not allowed to cook it. What do you mean it's a byproduct? So Tosfos says, no, there's a different reason why Shabbos is different, because you can't tell. Klais Royim, now how about Klais Royim? You planted different seeds together. Right? So let's through. That should be Aser. Daha, Tiafti L'chahu. Because I said it's Aser. Because I said it's a Tawefa. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to plant different species. So how could you eat it? You're allowed to eat it. No, the plant, you're allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says, one second. When it comes to grapes, you're not allowed to eat it. If you plant something else with a grape, you're not allowed to eat that. If you plant something else with an orange and a lemon, makes a grapefruit, whatever, you're allowed to eat that. People eat grapefruit. You're allowed to.
But it does look different.
What? No, but the point is, you're allowed to eat it. So why should you be allowed to eat it? Isn't an avera done with it? How could you eat it? The answer is because the Torah said you can't eat klei akera, yeah. Which obviously, by process of elimination, the byproduct of klei zroyim, grapefruit, you're allowed to eat, right? Midegali rachmana gavi klei akera penti kadesh, don't eat that. Pentu kadesh has to be burnt. Michlal the klei akera, the klei zroyim shavu, that's mutter. The aim may be like this: klei akera asur bein bachila bein bana. Maybe klei akera is asur bein bachila bein bana, right? Klai Zroyim, is Bachil, is Ibana Shari. Maybe it's only Mutter Bahana, and you can't eat a taka. So Gemara says, no, it's Kashl Klai Behema. It's compared to Klai Behema. Dechseh Behemte Cholosia Baklayim. You can't crossbreed animals. Son Cholosia Baklayim. You can't plant Klayim. Ma Behemte Chayotzi Menemuteres. What if you did crossbreed animals? You did that. You did the Avera. And what do you have now? You have a mule. You want to get enough from the mule? Of course you are. So, anything klayim, you can have anah, just not, af sadcha, hayotzi menu, mutter, it's all mutter. Now, uklay behema gufim menel, how do you know that you'll not have enough from the animal, Taka? How do you know? How do you not have enough from the animal? The answer is, because mida asa rachmana beklayim begvoa, since the Torah says you can't bring klayim for a carbon you can't bring it. Michlal, the ilahed yitsharmi, then in your backyard you can have whatever you want running around over there. It's all okay.
Crossbred a sheep and a goat.
Yeah.
Could you eat it? It'll be a kosher animal.
Yes, exactly.
But it's done for an Esser,
right? And Esser was done with it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
We do it all the time. You see this watermelon?
No, we know that. We know they're allowed to eat it.
Allowed to do anything.
Right. You're saying you're allowed to. Right. You're allowed to. So what do you see? That all these things are mutter. Right? What's not mutter? Only basa b'chalav. It's the only one. Everything else is mutter.
So you're not allowed to do it. Right.
But what if if a guy does it, you could certainly eat it.
Right.
And what if you did it yourself? You could also eat it. You did not have Avera, but you could eat it. Right? Klayim
destroyed Rava Ash's original.
Correct. Now, we have two more. One's easy, one's very hard. Next one. Osuv Esbeno. That's the shecht of mother and the son the same day. What if you did that? You're not going to eat it? Of course you are. Litzer, it should be Aser. Why? Because it's Toeva. Because the Torah said don't do that. Again, Midasa Rachmana, Mechusar Zman L'Gvoa, since you can't bring that for a carbon, that you can't bring a carbon like that, Michlal de Lehed Yochari, but for you it's Mutter. Last one, Shiluch HaKan, Litzer. Shiluch HaKan should be Aser. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Shulcha kan litzer, kigon, notales ha'eim me'al habonim. You took the mother, you took the mother without sending away, without sending away the young.
You're supposed to send away the mother
right.
And keep it.
Yeah. Uba lifoneinu, and now you come to the Eskashaila. Can I eat this mother now? V'chayvinu l'shleach. You have to know. You have to send her away.
Right.
Kiditnan l'kamon m'shaleach v'ein aloke to usar. You send it away. You don't get malchus. To usar la'achila olamis toha na'evda ba aveira. We did an aveira with it.
Right.
We're going to get to that later. So I shouldn't be able to eat this bird, right? So, what exactly is going on here? What's going on here exactly? What did you do here? Very hard what you did. What did you do wrong? You took the mother without sending... You don't have to send away the... You only have to send away the mother if you want the babies.
Right.
Otherwise, I took the mother. Right. So what did I do wrong here? What does the article say? What did I do wrong here exactly? It's very hard. It's very hard Gemara here. It's one line. One more line and then we finish. What did you do wrong exactly? What did you do wrong? Right? It says, okay, so it says in the Torah, lo sikach ha'im al habanim. Don't take the mother. So it's a lo sase, taking the mother without sending the birds away. You can't take the mother. Lo sikach ha'im al habanim, right? Now, I took the mother without sending, I took the mother, I violated the Isser. I come to Bezin, what do I do now? Bezin will say, send her away. I'm not sending her away. It's looks too appetizing. I'm not sending her away.
But the other birds are gone already.
What?
The other birds are gone already.
Who said? How do you know?
You're saying that. That's the whole premise.
You came right straight to Bezin. It's 5 minutes later. The chicks are still there.
You gotta get the chicks back.
No. You have to send. There's an Isser in the Torah. Lo sikacha eim al habanim.
Right.
Don't send the mother away.
No. Don't send.
Lo sikacha eim al habanim. Don't take the mother. I'm sorry, don't take the mother
right.
With the egg. Don't do that.
Right.
You did that. So the Gemara says, Litzer, it should be Usser. It should be Usser. It should be Usser now to eat this mother. Right? You took it without sending...
Put the mother in the status of Isser.
Right. You put the mother in the status of Isser, so it should be Usser. It's a Toeva. So the Gemara gives a very difficult answer. Lo Amr Torah Shalach Batakala. The Torah didn't tell you to send her away to make it worse for you. To make you make an aveira. What does that mean?
We actually don't know why the Torah says this one.
I know, we don't have no idea why. No. That's not true. That's what we say. That's not the reason. We say to teach you Rachmanis.
Right.
So then how about every other animal? So why only birds? Right?
Well, birds are weaklings, I guess.
So look what Rashi says. V'kan hari amr shalech. The Torah said, send it away. D'chsiv, l'sikach ha'im. It says, don't take the mother. V'hadar shalach to shalach. Send it away. V'im lakachta. If you took it without sending it away, and I come to Bezin and say, what do I do now with this bird? Bezin's going to paskin atachoze v'shalcha. Go back and send it away. V'im haisa asura. But if it's asur, lo haya omer lach shalchana v'yich shaluba b'nei adam. What does that mean? If it's asur, the Torah would never say, or Bezin would never say, send it away to make people get an aveira.
Someone else might.
Because people might think they don't know that it's usher, they're going to come eat it. So therefore, we don't make it usher because we don't want people to do an aveira. Right? V'uadin. We're going to say the same thing about every single one of these. We don't want you to get an aveira, so we let you eat the ma'aseh Shabbos is mutter. We don't want you to get an aveira, so we let you eat the apples. Umiu midi de mishakach birka begufe loyalef meachmini. So Rashi says, but if I have an answer within the same halacha, it's a much better answer. Then Rashi says, lishna achmina, another answer, which might sound much better, like this. Shaluch hakan litzar, kol shiluch hakan litzar e'im lo'olam. Afilu sholcha. You never let it take the mother.
Right.
Even if you send it away. You can't take the mother, right? You can't eat it. It's a toeva. At that moment, the mother's usher. Because not allowed to take it. Have to send it away. So at that moment, it's usher. That's what it means. That moment, it's usher. So it's usher now. It should be usher forever. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, no. We don't make a mitzvah to make you have problems. It's not why there's a mitzvah. You're not to make you have problems. It's usher at that moment. And what if you don't? What if you take it? So then you can eat it. Yeah. Ah, you didn't have era. So you didn't have era. But still not usher. V'zeh nirali ikra. I think that's the right pshat. The lo kamar of Ashi, the chol davar shenev deba avera, umetchilu hu mutar usher. Anything that, Rashi didn't say that. Anything that's involved in that somehow usher becomes usher forever. Rashi didn't say that at all. Dimkin, achorish b'shar v'chamor, umarviya klayim, v'achosim yesu behemos. The behemos should be usher. If you graft, if you muzzle the animal, the mouth of an animal, which you're not allowed to do, you muzzle the mouth of an animal while it's threshing. So can I eat those apples? Yes. According to Rashi, according to this, then the animal should never be mutter again. No one says that. Right? Okay, fine. Okay. Now, here we go. We're going to have like six more sources now. How you know that you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat basa b'chalav. Amar Rish Lakish. Minayin l'basa b'chalav sh'asar. How do I know I'm not allowed to eat basa b'chalav? After all, it never says in the Torah you're not allowed to eat it. Tamad lomar. Al tochlu mimenu na uvashal mevushal. Don't eat the carbon pesach half cooked, and don't eat it cooked. What does that have to do with carbon pesach? What does that have to do with basar b'chalav? Nothing. She'ein tamad lomar mevushal. Why did the Torah say don't eat the carbon pesach half cooked, and don't eat it fully cooked? Well, if I can't eat it half cooked, I can't eat it fully cooked. So the word mevushal is totally extra. The answer is ma tamad lomar mevushal. There's another bishul that you also can't eat it. What's that? Zeh basa b'chalav. That's basa b'chalav. You like that drasha? The Chassam Sofer says, what on earth is going on here? What kind of crazy drasha is this? What? So he says, the Chassam Sofer says, there are only two places in the Torah where the Torah says black and white. Shabbos doesn't say black and white. Two places in the Torah where the Torah says, you can't cook this. One is carbon pesach, and one is basar b'chalav. So they're obviously connected. How are they connected? Because it's extra to tell me that I can't cook a carbon pesach, because it already said I can't make it na, which is half cooked. So if I can't cook it 50%, I can't cook it 100%. Then he says, Chassam Sofer says, well, if that's true, then it should be mutter to roast basar b'chalav. Because yeah. I'm allowed to roast the carbon pesach. So it's just an adrasha.
If you can follow logic, it's not wrong.
Yeah.
Right, it's not wrong.
Logic is not wrong.
Right, so he says maybe it's only us in the Rabbanan to roast milk and meat together, according to Rish Lakish. We can have other answers. I'm only Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, Ku'ur Zesh Hashan Rebbe? What, you have a problem with what Rebbe said? You have to come up with your own crazy pshat? Rebbe had another pshat. Rebbe said, it says, Lo Soch Lenu. This is talking about something, listen to this, something that was a carbon, and it became puzzle. It was going to be a carbon, and something happened to it. It became puzzle. So it says lo sochlenu. You can't eat it now. You can't eat it, right? Right. And then it says lo sochlenu. First, it says rak hadam lo sochlu al aretz tishvechenu kamayim. Don't eat dam. And then it says, by the way, you can't eat this psuli hamakdashin. Psuli hamakdashin. You can't eat that either. And in the middle of the halachas of psuli hamakdashin, the Torah throws in don't eat dam. Says the Gemara lo sochlenu. But basa b'chalav, akasa medaber. It's really talking about basa b'chalav. Ata omer basa b'chalav, akasa medaber. You told me it's talking about basa b'chalav, right? It says Rabbeinu B'chai, because the reason why you can't eat basa b'chalav is because chalav is really dam. It's just in chalav form. Really, what is it? It's really dam. So that's why you can't eat it together with basar. What does that mean? You shouldn't eat it at all. Anyway, eva ela be'echad mikol surim shem Torah. Maybe it's one of the other isurim in the Torah. When it says, Amarta Teilumad Yud Gimel Midos Shatara Nedrashas Pehen. There's one of the 13 Yud Gimel Midos Shatara Nedrashas Pehen is Davar Halamed Mein Yano. What's the topic? What's the subject matter of the surrounding psukim? And what's the subject matter of the surrounding psukim about Dam over here? Lo Sochlu. It's Bamei Kasa Medaber B'Shnei Minim. It's talking about two different things. What two different things? Says Rashi. Psuli Hamakdashin is a funny thing. Because you're allowed to eat it. What happened to the Hamikdashin? It was a carbon, and it got a mum.
Right.
So you're allowed to eat it, just not as a carbon. Now, the blood you can't eat, okay. You're allowed to eat it. So when it says, lo soch lenu, you can't eat it as a carbon. But you're allowed to eat it, right? But it's a funny thing, an animal that was once a carbon still has remnants of kedusha. You can't shear it. You can't mistreat it. So it's like two minim. In one animal, you have two halachas. Number one, you can eat it. Number two, you have to treat it still like it's holy. How so? You can't shear it. So it's like two minim. So obviously, we're talking about something that has two minim. What else has two minim? Afkam b'shnei minim, basa b'chalav. Says Rabbi Yochanan to Rish Lakish, you came up with a drasha, you can't eat basa b'chalav from Karban Pesach. How about this one? So much better. Says Rish Lakish, imeahi, if we only had that drasha, havamina, I would have thought, hanimi lebachila. You're right, I can't eat it. Avul bahana lo. Maybe what the bahana? Kamash balan, I have my pasuk. For Rabbi Bana Minale, how does Rabbi Taka know that you can't have enough from Basa Bachalov either? Nafkalei, Mehacha. Nemar Khan, it says by Basa Bachalov, Kiab Kadashatala Shemalakecha. Venema Lahalon, and it says by Mishkav Zachar, by homosexuality, it says, Lo Yekadesh, Bibne Yisrael, right? Don't do that. Malahalon Bana, Afkan Bahana. Just like by Mishkav Zachar, it's talking about Hanah. Right. So too, Basa B'chalav means Hanah. Rashi says something very interesting. By Mishkav Zachar, it's Hanah. Says Rashi three words. Be'ila, Hanah hi.
Okay.
The act is Hanah. What does Rashi mean by that? What does he mean by that? The act is Hanah. What does he mean by that? Very interesting Rashi, right? Rabbi Yossi Vengel says,
makes sense.
What?
Is it during the action, and then is it the result of the action?
Exactly.
And everything else.
So says the Rabbi Yossi Vengel, Rashi's letting you know is that the reason why our rayas are usher is because of the hana involved. Why else would they be usher? Torah could say so. No one really gets hana from certain things, like hana so much, hana from shatan, it does have hana. Yeah, okay, man, I'm a little warm now. Same kind of hana. The Rashi says, "Be'ila hanohi." What's he driving at, Rashi?
That's the exact opposite of everything else we have over here. Because nobody has enough from cooking.
Right.
Enough eating.
Yeah, right.
Don't have enough from
no, but I can tell it. I got enough. I got money.
Fine.
There's no etzem hanoh.
Exactly.
Right, no etzem hanoh. What hanoh do I get from cooking this? I don't get hanoh from that.
Someone doesn't do anything for Shabbos. But you're getting a button on his shirt.
What do you say?
My wife does.
What should
I do?
We should close the tape for this discussion.
Anyway, okay. That was number two. Number three, the Bei Rabbi Lazar Eliezer Tana Losochel Kol Novela. The Torah says you can't eat a novela. Umra Torah Shekisha Machrana. When you sell it, you're allowed to sell it. Remember, we said you're allowed to sell a novela. Lo Tivashlena Fatim Karena. It doesn't say. It doesn't say you could sell Basa B'chalav. It only says you could sell a novela, which means Asavana. Rabbi Shmuel, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. Number four. This one, everyone knows this one. It says three times. Echad es rachila, echad es hana. Once for achila, once for hana. Vechad iser levishal, and one is for vishal. There's a huge machlokas rishonim. If you sell basa b'chalav, you get hana from basa b'chalav. Do you get malchus?
That's the question.
That's the question. Do you get malchus? If you eat basa b'chalav, I think you get malchus.
Cook it.
If you cook it, for sure get malchus. But how do you get hanah? Says the Rambam, no.
Somebody has that shaila, by the way, if you're allowed to own McDonald's.
Correct.
McDonald's is different because it's only by kosher items.
Correct. It might not even be a problem with the B'chalav. Because it's not, they don't have shchita.
It may not, but I'm not sure that.
Right? It's a huge machlokas. Rambam says no, because for various reasons. The Sefer Chinuch says because it's a lav she'in bo ma'isa. The Sefer Chinuch holds that if it's a lav she'in bo ma'isa, even if you do it with a ma'isa, you're still not, you don't get malchus for it. Because it's categorized as a lav she'in. I could get hanah without doing a ma'isa. I could get hanah without doing a ma'isa. You have to think of a way how. Maybe just smelling it, a geshmak. I could get, therefore, even if I do it with a ma'isa, even if I sell it to you, to ma'isa, no malchus. Also, it's a drasha, so maybe the Rabban says you get malchus. Why not? You did an aveira, you get malchus.
So you're not sure about the actual, is only kosher,
shechted animals? That's
what we hold. So if it's
a
trefa?
No, there's no basa b'chalav, no. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. No, you're not allowed to eat it, but no, there's no durabana about hanah.
Right. You're
not allowed to eat it.
No,
it's it. No, there's no issa durabana to get hanah from pig and milk. No issa like that. Hanah? No issa.
Yeah,
You can't eat it. Maybe there might be if the cooking might be like a geder, but there's no isra on ah. Five. Tani ishi ben Yehuda Omer. Menayin lebatz lebchalav shasur. You're not allowed to eat it. Nemar kan ki amkadosh dala v'nemar lahalan anshe kadosh tiyunli basar basadu treifel osa chelu. Malasar afkan asar. Just like by treifel asar hit asar over here. Enli alabachila banam menayin. But that's only eating. What about hana? I'm at the kal v'chomer. Ma orla. Okay, this is very complicated. Ma orla. You have orla. Shulon evdeba veira asur bana orla. I didn't do anything wrong. The animal, the tree grew by itself, and I'm asur bana. So basa b'chal shenav de ba'aveira eno din she'asa b'ana. So basa b'chal shurvi asa b'ana. For sure. Right? Ma'ala arla shekein lo ha'isa lo sha'asa kosher. Yeah, but arla was never mutter. Arla was never mutter. Says the Gemara, you're right. Chametz b'pesach yochiach. Chametz b'pesach will come and show you not like that. Shai lo sha'asa kosher. Chametz b'pesach was mutter the day before Pesach. Right? Nevertheless, v'asa b'ana. Yeah, ma'ala chametz b'pesach shekein on ish kareis. But Chametz Pesach, he carries. That's why he does Abana. So what should the Gemara say right now? Arla will be Yochiach, because Arla doesn't have an Asur Kares. And the Chazar Adin. So from Karban Pesach and Arla, you learn out that Pasa B'chol is Abana. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Klai HaKar B'Yochiach, Klai HaKar will come to save the day. She'ain Onesh Kares V'Asur Bana. You don't get Onesh Kares, and it's Asur Bana. Says the Gemara, Lama Li Gzeir Shava. So what do I need the Gzeir Shav from Treifa for? I had a Gzeir Shav from Treifa. Now I have a Ma'atad from Arla and Pesach and Klai HaKerem. So the Gemara says, Laisi Kul B'Kav V'Chol Me'Arla. All I need is from Arla. Right? Ma'al Arla Shalom Deba Avera Asa Ben Achila Ben Bana Basa B'Chol Shalom Deba Avera Eno Din Sh'Asa Ben Achila Ben Bana Mishum Z'Ikul Me'Mar because I have a way out of that one. Chorish B'Shar V'Chamor V'Chosin Pipara V'Dash Bo Yochiach. All those other things that we said before. Shnev de ba'aveira. You didn't have air with them. Visharia, that's mutter b'hana. Right? Okay? Therefore, so too basa b'chalav shi mutter b'hana. Therefore, how do I know you're not allowed to eat basa b'chalav? Gzeir shava. From where? From treifa. I can't eat basa b'chalav from treifa. Gzeir shava. What about hana? Hana? Now hana's learned out from Arla, Karban Pesach, and Klai HaKerem. Now we're going to stop here. Now the Gemara is going to ask, why do you have to bring up Klai HaKerem? What was wrong with Arla and Karban Pesach? I'm sorry, Arla and Chametz. Not Karban Pesach, Chametz. Arla and Chametz. Arla's Asabana never had a Shas Hechsher. Chametz Asabana had a Shas Hechsher, but you get curries for that. And Arla, you don't get curries for. So what do you see? Asabana. So too, Basa B'chalav. Why do we have to bring in Klai HaKerem? And it's going to go a whole complicated Gemara tomorrow about the principles of Tzad HaShavas. And when you can ask a Tzad HaShav and when not. All right? When you can pick pirchas on them. So we'll stop here. We're stopping right at the words of Lama Lila Neymar.
I don't know what happened.
Everyone have a very good day.
I don't understand why they're having a big discussion about it. It says,